Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend.
Thank you for joining us and coming out of the broom closet. You've entered the Witch's Inn, where old ways are celebrated and practiced today. Sponsored by Psychic Talk Radio, with host White Witch Casimir. Featuring holistic remedies, herbs, candles, stones, crystals, magical formulas, and insights.
Hey, good evening, everybody. Thanks a lot for tuning in. It's your favorite White Witch, Casimir. Good to be back. Good to be in good spirits and high spirits. It's amazing how what we do and what we say ripples through the universe and how things come to pass and how things come to fruition as we quickly approach many different things in our lives. It's still a mess out there in the land, as it were. So we're trying to still stay in. We went out a couple days ago to our favorite spirit shop, and I got some new items for myself. I got a couple more books. I bought myself a nice little representation of Father God. It was a nice thing to add to the collection. It was I saved money from different points and avenues over the past month and cut some corners here, cut some corners there. And I actually found some stuff that was a ways to save money. And I actually went and I bought myself a nice little item for my altar. So that was the highlight of my week so far. Still hard to breathe, of course, because of having to wear these masks and everything. But tonight's show, what I thought I would do is I would do a basic Wiccan belief system. So there are many different things that Wiccans believe. Number one is that we are accountable for what we say and what we do. What we do comes back to us by three, which means that whatever we do, good or bad, will come back to us at the same, but at the power of three. So it's not just like we just go out into the universe and just say, okay, well, I'm going to do something really, really bad because that's not what we want to do. We want to do something really, really good, so it ripples through time. Now, a lot of people are like, well, I want instant karma to happen. Well, that isn't always the way that it happens, too, though. Because when you think about it, if you see instant karma, well, good, because obviously it was mandated, but karma doesn't work that way. Karma will get the other person in the moment's notice when they don't have anywhere to run or do, and all of a sudden it will be upon them, which is very nice. So there are several different offshoots of the Wiccan religion, of course. These would include Celtic, family tradition, eclectic, Gardnerian, circle craft, Alexandrian, Fae, Germanic, Dianic, and British traditionalist. But that isn't just all of it. There are so many spinoffs, because remember, Wiccan is a religion and witchcraft is what we do, but not everybody that practices witchcraft is Wiccan, and not everybody that's Wiccan practices witchcraft. So we want to put that fallacy to rest right now. We have Reverend Adam with us tonight in the office, and I would like to introduce him once again because he has so much insight as well, and I would like to hear what he has to say. So welcome, Reverend Adam. It's good to have you here tonight.
Thank you, Jay Tree, and thank you for having me back on the show. It's a wonderful privilege, and it's an honor to be able to help support this show in every way we possibly can as the sponsor, I guess. Now, thank you also for sharing that insight into the Wiccan belief system, as not every witch is Wiccan, but most Wiccans are witches. But Wicca is also not about witchcraft entirely. It's also about the way that we treat Mother Earth and the way that we respect Father God at the same time. There is so many different variations because there's so many different people, and Wicca or witchcraft can be very, like most magical systems, very varied, because there are so many individuals out there practicing. Some practice in a very solitude type form. We call those solitary witches or Wiccans. And then we also have group practicing Wiccans or witches. And some groups refer to themselves as covens. Some groups just refer to themselves as groups. It's really based upon the person wielding the magic or the religious aspect of it, the spiritual aspect of it, because that's the beautiful part about it. It can be anything to anyone. It can be quite unique. But if you are going to go into some of the more common or well-known traditions, you're going to see where there are certain types of rules and guidelines as to how or when to practice.
Right. And remember, too, though, there's so much that goes along with this. There's the phases of the moon. Mm-hmm. There is the different phases of the year. There's the wheel of the year. There is so many things collectively that make this such a beautiful, beautiful thing to be in a path with, because it's when you radiate the love and affection that you need to and raise your vibration. There we go. There's the term I'm looking for. When you raise your vibration, things start to change differently in your life. Things change differently in all aspects of life. It's not just one thing. It's your love life. It's your work life. It's your home life. It is your life, the way that you're walking your path. And I try to explain that to people, and I try to explain that with my students and everything that I'm training. And it's like, if you raise your vibration, what happens is you're on a whole nother level. And they're like, well, how do you mean? Because you do so much, Jay. And I'm like, well, because seriously, when you think about it, if you sit down and you meditate and you concentrate on your breathing and you're connected with yourself and your spirit, your mind and your body, that is the perfect trifecta right there. You can't go wrong because you are all together as one, believably. Just you're there. You are connected. You're in alignment. So when you raise your vibration, what you do is you literally change the what emits from you is the best way to describe it. That's the layman's terms. It's what emits from you. And that's how you get the law of attraction. That's how you get people that meet their soulmates, people that find their dream jobs, people that do everything that they need to do where they make, you know, they have a job and they're getting more and more out of it, meaning that, you know, they're not under the scrutiny and the crossfire of HR or somebody else that's in their department. So there's a lot to be said with that, and there's a lot to be done with that. It's one of the things that when people, I explained this just the other day, as a matter of fact, again, to someone else, was that, you know, when your chakras are out of alignment and they need healing, that's when things tend to be a problem for oneself, is that when a chakra, say your third eye chakra, is out of sync, then you have more worry, you have more stress, you have bad nightmares, you can't concentrate, you are lost, you are a totally different person than what you're supposed to be. But when you heal your chakras and you understand how they affect you, and when you have all of them in alignment too, you've raised your vibration. So there's many different things that we can do, as well as work with crystals, do grounding, earthing. There's so many things that one can do to help themselves, and they're all natural and holistic things. And it's not something that is just made up. It's something that has been passed down from generation to generation. It's something that started back in the 1300s is when witchcraft was first. Now, and you can't tell me that, because there's been ancients that have been on this earth that have done what they've needed to do. Look at the Eskimos. Look at the American Indians. Look at the indigenous people that have been here, the people in Africa that have been here for longer than AD, longer. Some of them were BC. So, you know, they were the ones that someone was sick. They went to them. If somebody needed to have something done, they went to them. If they had a broken heart, or if they had a multitude of things. So, I mean, it's witchcraft and magic has been around since the beginning of time, I am almost sure. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, we've all been gifted. We have rights of ourselves to have the psychic abilities. That's the human ability, is that we are all capable of doing that. And a lot of people dismiss that. And they don't take into consideration that with enough concentration as well as with training, they can be on a whole nother level too. And I'm not just saying that people that go to counseling and everything like that, because it's great that you do that. But wouldn't it be nice if you had a spiritual counselor or somebody that was training you in something that you thought would be useful and would help you concentrate and have more clarity, as opposed to having all this mess that's going on right now? Now, the world, quote unquote, is wakening back up again too right now, which I don't believe is what should be happening, but that's me. Take it as it were. However, I feel that Mother Earth has done a lot of healing. However, she could have done a lot more. And if we don't pay attention and take care of her, we are going to end up the same exact position that we were 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And you look at all the positive and good things that have happened because of her healing. The air is clearer.
Yes.
It's not as hot and humid out. There, you can see cities like Los Angeles and California. Mm-hmm. You can actually see the city now. Big cities, Atlanta, when you're driving down 400, you don't see that smog or whatever over the top of it. So, I mean, there's a lot of good things that have come of this. And, you know, we can't stop the progression. And if I don't know how else to explain this, but we're a far, far away of being completed with this.
Oh, yes. You know, I really do beg to agree with you here. The thing is that we have two awakenings going on, and you had already mentioned one. One is where the world is trying to wake up and get back to what they call their normal, and that's not what's, you know, going to work, and I totally agree with you. Then we have the other awakening that's going on, which is the spiritual awakening, where more and more people are waking up to the spiritual reality and magnitude of what we have allowed ourselves to become, what we've allowed ourselves to do to the earth. And then you have people that are just choosing to remain ignorant, and in that ignorance continue the same cycles again. So the wake up that you speak of has all to do with people returning to what they call their normal, but there is no normal anymore. There is the new normal, which is not the old normal at all. And there's still a lot to be said about all angles of these wake up calls and these wake ups that people are doing right now. We have the wake-up call, which is very related to the spiritual world and people realizing the harm they have done to the earth and coming to spiritual awareness of themselves, how they've harmed themselves, and how they've misled themselves. And then, you know, it's a subject that we could just go on and on about.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much that we also do as... gosh, I don't want to put this. We've lost so much insight that we used to have. We used to be insightful. We used to have clairvoyance. We used to have clairaudience. We used to have so many things that helped us and helped us to believe that there was so much more and bigger things. Now, when I say us, I mean us beings that have been here multiple times, who keep ascending and keep descending. That our energy is recycled. We don't believe in heaven and hell. That is something that was made up by the Christians. And I'm not saying anything bad about the Christians. However, they have taken all of our holidays, our pagan holidays, and they fluffed them up to make them more convenient for them, to be more soft, to be more gentle, more commercialized. Now, back in the day, here we go. Back in the day, back when we actually lived our lives as witches, pagans, druids, whichever case it was.
Vikings.
Back before Christianity came in and Julius Caesar and Augustus Caesar added 2 more months to the calendar, we used to go on the lunar calendar. We used to go on 10-month calendar. Now, there's a lot of people that don't do that. However, me as a witch, I tend to do that. So I was doing a little calculation and come to find out I am in lunar years, I'm 65 years old. However, in Christian earth years, I am 52 years old. So there's definitely a discrepancy that's there.
Oh, yeah.
So, and remember, back in the day, we would worship the moon. We would give thanks to the sun. We would beg for the rain. We would be very weary of whispering whatever gifts it was that we needed or wanted upon the wind. We were very connected with spirit.
Even back then, we used to jump poles to help the crops grow high.
Right.
You know? There's a lot, and you were mentioning the abilities that we used to have. We still have them over the years, but those abilities have been hindered by the pollution and the chaos that we have done to the earth, our environment, to each other, the brainwashing, the fear that we strike in others, in order to control them, the giving up of responsibility for our own voices. These are all things that have hindered our abilities to guide ourselves through the lesson of life and the school of life that we're here to learn and grow as the souls and creatures and sentient beings that we are.
And to love and to help each other and to not be judgment and to not be assholes. But there's a lot of people that get into whichever aspect of, and they don't believe that they're accountable for what they say or what they do. And I'm sorry, but Wicca does not work that way.
Nope.
It's like, whatever you do witchcraft-wise, you better be prepared, man. You do something black or dark, you better be prepared for that to come back and zap you in your butt.
Come back and hit your ass faster than you can say, oh, shit.
Exactly. So, but there's so many things that are different that I practice, that I do, that are just, they are the old ways. It says that in my intro as well as in my outro, that I have a old way of thinking with crystals, with stones, with herbs, with potions, with lotions, with candles, with spells, simple spells that anybody can do. Remember, the three things that we have the most power in is our mind, our heart, and our hand. Three things: mind, heart, and hand. They make the perfect triangle, because if we are concentrating enough with our mind and we feel it enough with intention with our heart, and we cast with our hand, with those two things behind it, we have to remember that that's exactly what it is that we are using and doing. Now, some people like to use wands, which is a good focus point.
Precisely.
However, there are times when you don't have a wand. You don't have an altar, a makeshift altar. You have to do something quickly, and you have to know exactly what it is that you're doing, as well as having the intention behind it. Because if you have the purity, the clarity, and the love and the light, you have nothing to worry about.
And, you know, let's say you're in an emergency. You have no tools at your disposal, but you have everything at home. You know, those are the main tools that we practice with. Now, when we do use actual external tools, that is used to help direct and magnify the energy that we are sending. However, it is not a necessity.
That is correct.
You know, back in the old days, I made a post on the Facebook groups that we belong to today, and it was all about being able to craft our own items. Because back in the day, we didn't have spiritual tools readily available at a spiritual store. You know, we love it. We go there all the time because that's what we do. We just love that part of it that we have access to now. But back in the day, we did not have that. We did not have access to that. And every good witch or Wiccan should learn how to practice making their own tools, because sometimes, yes, it's nice to have the tools, but learning how to create your own items, be in tune with the creative side of one's gifts, can be very beneficial and very rewarding, not just because you're ending up with an end product, but you're also ending up with something called discipline.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And it's that was a very good point. And it's very, very good to use some people like to have that wand or that that focal point. I personally don't use because I have a strong enough focus that I don't need to have that. However, I've been looking at some of the wands that are out there, and I thought about making my own. I have made my own pendulum. I have made my own protection bundles. I have made so many things myself, and it's been enlightening as well as fun because there's things that I didn't know I was capable of doing, and then there's things that I need to practice on. So that those are all things that we have to think about whenever we are doing anything, that we are gentle with ourselves, that we are forgiving, that we sit there and say, well, you know something, when I started cooking, all I could do was burn water. Well, look at me now. Case in point, there's other things too, that there's people that are like, oh, I'm never going to get this, never going to get this, never going to get this. And then boom, one day, click, guess what? Now there I can is. Do this. It's like making a dream catcher. It's like making a scribe. Mm-hmm. It's like making your own broom. It's like making anything that you need for your altar, making your own incense, making your own blessed salt.
Yeah, I made my own statue at one point because I wanted a statue in a certain type of way, and the only ones that were available were either too pricey or didn't fit the look that I was trying to go for.
Right. So, I mean, mother is the necessity of invention. That's what it is. Or is it invention, some other necessity? How are that saying goes? I don't know.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you, Reverend Adam. That was great that you did that. I get things mixed up all the time, and I got to have help. And
no
here
problem.
He is.
Hello. How you doing?
How you doing? So, you know, there's the spiral of rebirth. There is afterlife. There is reincarnation. There is so much that we believe in, that we have these gifts that we carry from human experience to human experience to human experience, because we are spiritual beings and we are having human experience. So please don't ever disregard that or think that differently, because people are like, oh, I'm a human being. And you're like, yes, you are. However, we are actually spiritual beings, because really when you think about what we have for intuition and what we have for sight to begin with visions, dreams, anything like that, we are connected in one way or another. And that's when we have right. to figure out who we are and how we find our path.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no wrong or right way to celebrate your path. As long as you're comfortable with it, you're happy with it, I am here to support you. I don't care what anybody else thinks or says. If it makes you happy, then let's do it.
Wonderful.
So I think what we're going to do is just cut to a commercial real quick. And then
I've got something else. Sometimes I like to spring things on you, as you know. What I want to do is share a witchy tip for today before
oh, cool.
we go to commercial and then start taking callers. A witchy tip for today is about an herb that has multiple uses, but it's a wonderful basic herb that most people should have in their home, and that's cinnamon. Cinnamon has many uses, now two of which are protection and financial well-being, or abundance, okay? Mainly on the financial side, the money kind of thing. What you can do is in your home, powdered cinnamon used on the threshold with a little bit of salt and rosemary can help protect the threshold, like for your doorways, even on the windows, can help protect them from bad spirits or anything casting against you. Cinnamon is a little bit more abrasive, so if there's a demon that tries to get in, that cinnamon's going to kick its ass. So it can't get in.
And remember, okay. cinnamon is also put into witch balls, too, that are hung in windows and doorways.
Very true. Very true. So then what we can also do, and it's interesting how the uses for cinnamon can be very similar to the uses for cinnamon, not only in witchcraft or Wicca, but in hoodoo. And cinnamon as a powder is placed into your wallet, your purse, or your pocket in order to help attract money, financial well-being and success. And I don't know why I'm skipping over my words today, so just bear with me. All right, J-Tree, thank you.
Well, that's great insight and a nice little witchy tip there, Reverend Adam. Thanks for contributing to the show. So let's cut to a commercial real quick. Let's go ahead and take a commercial, and then what we'll do is we'll start taking calls.
Don't be spellbound, my friend. Centuries of wisdom assure me you are ready to take the next step and visit MerlinStaff.com. Are you interested in knowing your future? Do you want to know your destiny? Or do you feel cursed? For this wizard can show you the path ahead and unleash the unrivaled magnitude of magic. Visit MerlinStaff.com for all of your key ingredients like blessed candles, charms, dream catchers, magical items, sacred incense, and much more from our online enchanted market. MerlinStaff.com.
All right, everybody. Thanks a lot for tuning back in again. It's J-Tree again, a.k.a. Casimir with The Witches Inn. So I'd like to promote, first of all, we've got a good friend of mine that's doing some great coffee and tea. Her name is Chris, and you can reach out to her at greatmorningscoffeeandtea.com, and she will help you make the best selection on your coffee, your tea, or your flavored sugars. Don't forget to go to wiccantreeofliffe.com, wiccantreeoflife.com, for all your spiritual needs, as well as you can book now a chakra healing, you can book tarot reading, you can book a past life regression, you can pick anything or everything, you can sign up to be a apprentice, and I can teach you the art of Wicca and witchcraft. I would be glad to do that. Also, don't forget, you can drop me a line at wiccantreeoflife@gmail.com. Also, don't forget to call me at 678-791-8913 and ask for J-Tree, of course, or Jay. I'm always here to help as well as give you whatever you need. Do remember, too, that I am a tutor. So it's great to have people that I'm able to help, and it's great to have people that are able to call into the show. I don't know if I've... given that show number yet or not, but you're welcome to call in at 323-642-1694. Once again, it's 323-642-1694. Big shout out to Reverend Adam and Psychic Talk Radio for having us on their plateau and their forum, because without them, we would not be able to have a show. Also, don't forget that there is a YouTube channel now under White Witch Casimir. Mm-hmm. Kazamir. And I have some great things that are on there, as well as don't forget to tune into our podcast every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern time to hear my big mouth and to listen to me with my wit, my wisdom, and also my old witchy ways. All right, so let's get started now. We've got some callers that are in the queue, and they've been patient. First caller is area code 205-675. You are live and on the air.
Hi, Shishri. Hi, Reverend Adam. It's been a while. This is Patricia calling from
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, how are you two?
Oh, my goodness. So well, so well. How are you, my love?
Oh, my God. I wish I had, I don't know, to tell you two about what's going on with me. I would need about a week with you both. All day.
Oh, my goodness.
All night.
It can't be that bad.
It is so much. Yes. Okay, well, I'll try and put it together in one question. My daughter lost her kids to me, CPS, had to step in. State of Alabama, we are, marijuana is not legal here. And so she did get caught with some. And we go to a hearing on Friday. This is the first time that she's lost the kids. And we know it's going to be at least 90 days. And so how soon do you see her getting herself together to get her two kids back so she can raise her own kids? Because I'll start back up the program in August. And moving forward from that point, I have a lot of stuff in store that I want to do because I've raised all of my kids and that last one just left here a few months ago, and I thought, hey, as soon as I can hop a ship, a plane, or somewhere, and lay out on a beach with a man, and I told you it was going to be all I needed all day. Do you hear where I'm going with this? I need all day.
I hear you, honey. I got you. You have lots of good things and lots of okay things and lots of oh my God things going on in your life right now.
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. Yes. So, all of this started on Friday, and oh my God, I'm so tired.
May I ask you something in particular here?
Yes.
Okay. So, was it just the marijuana as to why the kids were taken, or is it something else on top of that?
Well, now Xanax was found, but it wasn't in her system. And she did have a car accident.
Okay.
And the kids were not in car seats. So that's sort of like the accommodation right there.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, mm-hmm. I know Alabama really cracked down on people pretty hard. But what I'm seeing here is that she is going to get herself in order. So that will happen. Now, what my answer is to how quickly that's going to happen, that varies upon her. And there's mm-hmm. no set time in which that is going to occur because that is more in her mind than something written out through fate. Okay.
Okay.
And okay. What I can tell you is that because of the children being taken away, she is not so far gone that she'll miss the opportunity for this to be a wake-up call. So I feel mm-hmm. like she will move quickly. I just can't tell you how quickly.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, she was just – I'm sorry.
It's tragic to hear that this has happened. However, it has been it's a wake-up call, and there's one or two things, Patricia, that can happen. Either she can wake up, or if she decides not to, then she has to worry about the repercussions that come along with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Luckily, mm-hmm. those kids are in good hands because you got them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which means, thank God, they're not lost in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and that's what was told to me had I not, got there to the police station when I did, because they had already called them in,
mm-hmm.
That I would be fighting the system to get them. So I did get there in time, it hurt her. It hurt her heart, but again, these are the things that happen when you deal with the wrong people, when you make the wrong choices,
absolutely.
One thing that I'm going to say is that, yes, you're right. and she needs to learn from those choices and those actions. But I can see you're not coming from judgment. You're coming from concern.
Because Patricia's very loving. I've talked to her before on the phone, and she's an amazing human being. If she didn't love those kids and her daughter as much as she does, she wouldn't have been there.
That is very true, everyone. So this is the kind of person you want to be when I'm saying this for all the listeners out there. When something goes down with a family member, don't come from judgment. Come from a place of concern and understanding. You have to first understand what drove that person to that. You know, what made them go off the deep end? Is there something they didn't know better? Is there something they didn't heal? Is there something they're running from? But yes, as a person that has been in the system myself and has gone through foster care, and I share this freely, the foster care system is no joke. And it will, you know, traumatize a kid in less than 24 hours.
Goodness gracious, that's horrible. That paints a bad picture, babe.
Well, I can't paint the picture worse enough.
Oh, my goodness. That's horrible.
It's just, it is the truth. You know, we were discussing that.
So thank you for
the
getting there in the nick of time.
Yep.
Yes, yes. And I love all three. She's my baby. They are my babies. All of three are my babies. And so, you know, it was one of those things where you don't get the opportunity to just, you know, think about what you're going to do. You just start doing things as you go along.
Now,
you just start making
now remember,
decisions.
Patricia, one of the things that you want to remember too, though, honey, is you want to keep grounded and you want to keep filling your cup up because you can't pour from an empty pitcher.
Yes. Oh, my God.
You understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
You need to take care of you too, hon.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm gonna have to call you too. I need to talk to you outside of this platform. Oh my goodness,
you
I
still
love
have my phone number,
phone.
Right?
I do not. I don't think I do, but I heard you say the number. Oh, I can replay. I know I could listen to the show.
Well, I can give it to you right now if you want to write it down real quick.
Let me see. Let me find a pen right here. Let's see.
We're so old-fashioned. Here, here, write this down. Let me find a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Right? Let me hurry up and find it. Okay, I'm ready. I am ready.
Ready, Okay, 678.
Okay.
791.
Yes.
Okay. 8913.
8913.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you so much, Petrie. Thank you, Reverend Adams. I will be calling
you. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
It was so good to
talk
to you tonight, Patricia. Love and light, sister. Love and light.
Love and
light, honey. Love and light to you both. I love you. Stay safe. And God bless. Thank you so much.
And God bless those children and send them love, light, and healing because God knows
thank
this is
you.
Even taking a toll.
Yes,
all
absolutely.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Thank
you.
Yes.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Be well.
Bye.
I love having calls like that. Oh, my goodness. We have not talked to her in so long. All right, so our next caller tonight is area code 856-429. You are live and on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. Who am I speaking with tonight?
Rosemaria. You haven't talked to me in a while either.
Oh, goodness gracious.
It's a blast from the past night.
Yeah, it's everybody coming back together.
How y'all doing?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Oh, we're doing great.
I have a lot of crazy stuff too going on, so whatever you guys pick up.
Oh, here we go.
Somebody else.
You know, I'm going to let you take hold of this one to begin with, Daytree.
Okay. What do you have for me tonight?
Whatever you get, trying to get somebody long-term, finances, new job, see if I should move to a different country and all that stuff with a business and a lot of stuff at home and all that happy stuff, whatever you can get.
Okay.
That's coming in.
So let's concentrate on one thing then. What is it that you need help with most right now?
I guess money the most right now.
Okay. Mm. All right. So have you done any kind of spell jar, any kind of money spell, any kind of incantation, any kind of candles? What have you done? Any?
I've been doing like candles, white and yellow, white and red, manifesting, sea salt baths, all that stuff.
Okay. So, honey, why aren't you using a green candle? Because that signifies money. That will bring money in.
Oh, got it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Get one.
Roll it with some cinnamon, maybe.
Yep. Take it. And, if you don't have any bergamot oil or anything like that to anoint it with, take a little bit of olive oil and take that green candle and like put a little bit on it first, and then take and like roll it in cinnamon.
Okay.
Okay. Also, if you have something that you can use to actually scribe the candle with like a dollar sign, a monetarily amount, take and put a, take a bay leaf and write a monetarily amount on it, and then burn it quickly and let it go. But take the intention of, I want to have such and such amount of money by such and such a date for such and such a thing. You can do that. You can also write down an amount on a brown paper and fold it 3 times towards you and put it into a cauldron or something to that effect and ask for the god and the goddess to bless and to bring you that monetarily amount. Remember to be specific, though, because the universe likes specifics. It wants to hear the exact amount and when you need it by. Because if you say, oh, I want to have some extra money, well, guess what, girl? You'd be walking down the street and you find a quarter on the street and the universe would be like, ha-ha, there you go.
Here's a penny.
Okay, so remember, the universe has its own way. We have to manifest and we have to think. We have to concentrate. We have to make sure we know exactly what it is when we are asking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Wonderful.
Well, gee, there's some remedies, huh?
Oh, yes.
I mean, there's other things that you can do, too. I mean, there's crystals and stones that you can get and use. There are $2 bills that you can use for spells. Geez, there's just a plethora of things.
Yes, there is. So what do you see coming for her in, say, the next week?
She can manifest an easy $500. Easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean from a paycheck. I mean from an outside source.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that's coming for you. It's there. It's waiting. You just got to call it and ask it. Bring it. Don't ask it. Demand it. Make it yours.
Got it. So just ask for it and demand it. I want it now.
Yep.
Like,
and then allow yourself to receive, honey.
Yep, and be accepting of receiving, too, because it could come from a totally different source that you're not expecting.
Right. One thing we don't talk a lot about is that when we cast a spell, we have to let go after we cast it. We can't be sitting there worried about, is it going to work? Is it going to work? Is it going to happen? Where is it? Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Because that impedes the spell.
Right. We have to be patient, and we have to know that it's coming. We have to have the conviction. I mean, there's other ways to do it, too. I mean, honestly, worst case scenario is you can have somebody write the spell for you and cast for you. But remember, there's a price that goes along with it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Because one of the things that I've noticed is that I can cast for other people, but I can't cast for myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because the universe does not reward me that way.
Mm-hmm.
So take that in consideration, too. If you do a spell or you cast and you're not getting anything, is it your words? Is it your intention? Is it because it's, for lack of better terms, you're doing it for you as opposed to having somebody do it for you? There's a lot of variables that are there.
You know, one thing that the spirit realm or God and Goddess, they love that you do self-care. They love that you ask for yourself, but they also hold a lot of weight when you ask for somebody else. So, you know, excuse me, doing spells for yourself can work, but there's also a lot more passion when you're doing a spell for somebody else, because sometimes you're giving more effort than what you're receiving back, and they notice that, and they know that you're doing it out of a pure heart, so they're going to bless you when you bless somebody else.
Okay, gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So I'm hoping that my tips help you out the best of your ability. I hope that you can do a couple things for yourself, and you can get the funds that you need, as well as to help out with yourself. There's also a really old spell that you can do with five pennies and going to a crossroads and putting the five pennies into the 1, 2, 3, 4 points and putting the fifth penny in the center, and then asking for money to come. And then what you do is you leave like a sweet cake or something like that that's there as well, and you turn around and you walk away and you leave that behind you. So there's all kinds of different ways that you can manifest money. It's just however you feel more comfortable.
Got it. Cool. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And that's what happens when you get hit by a mystic.
Cool. Appreciate it. When I get the reward, should I return it like to somebody afterwards or before it? I was getting
confused on that one. Absolutely. That if you get your amount of money that you had requested, the best thing to do is to donate 10% of it. And it doesn't matter who you donate it to. You could donate it to the Goodwill, the Salvation Army,
Alibaba and the 40 Thieves.
You could become a patron on somebody's witchy website.
Mm-hmm.
You could, you know, buy yourself something for your altar. Anything that is done as a faith giving. For lack of better terms, is because you are giving back because you have received. And that's one of the things that we have to remember, is that if we get a blessing or we get a monetary amount that we were not expecting, to always, always, always give part of it to something or someone that is just as deserving but is unable to acquire.
Mm-hmm.
Got it. Cool. Appreciate it.
All right, sweetheart. Well, it was good talking with you tonight. Don't be such a stranger,
maybe.
Huh?
Please.
Try not to.
All right, love and light, sister.
Have a great night. Stay healthy. Stay safe.
You too. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Our next caller is area code 734-344. Hello, caller. Oh. Welcome. You are on the air.
One moment. We just got the switchboard switched around on us. Okay, go ahead. You're on air.
Hello.
Hi there, welcome. Hello. How can we help you today?
Hi, this is Hope from Michigan.
Hi, Hope from Michigan.
Hey, Hope.
Hi.
Hey. You know, every time we hear your name, it brings hope to the world.
Thank you. I actually just called in to listen to the show tonight, but the first caller... You two know what's been going on in my life.
Oh, Patricia,
and
yeah.
The first caller, oh my God, that just opened my eyes up so much.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Yep. It's funny how that happens.
My
Hope,
eyes
remember,
up.
You're raising your vibration, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
It made me realize that... my mother didn't choose this.
Yep.
Mm.
You're right.
And I need to rectify myself.
Yep. Look how much you're growing, Hope. Look how much you're doing and how you're just expanding so quickly. I'm so proud of you.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah,
you know,
I feel...
Hope, you have such blessing coming your way, and this realization is the first, or one of the first, few steps towards this improvement. But I see you reunited, and I see you as a whole.
Well, like I text Jay today, and I told him that I've had an absolutely amazing day today.
Wonderful.
You know, I started back to work Monday. I started back to work Monday, and it was complete chaos. But it's been better.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. It was complete chaos because, you know, nobody knew what they were doing. Nobody under. I mean, how in the hell are you gonna do social distancing in a factory when we got to work out of line?
Yeah, that ain't happening.
But they made it work. We did pretty good. Things were, it does feel, I'm sorry, it's not crazy to say, but it does feel like in our lunchroom, jail visitation, because they have like plastic dividers on the seats when you're, I'm serious. It looks like jail visitation in our lunchroom, and I won't sit in there.
So, Hope, let me ask you something about that. When you all collectively go together to get into the lunchroom, do you stay socially distant until you sit down? Or, like, do people pass you while you're sitting down?
Because each department breaks differently.
Okay.
I'm quality. So I'm allowed to break whenever I want. Which means I usually get my lunch and I take it back to my office because I don't like the people. They get on my nerves.
Like honesty there.
Well, I tell them that. They know it.
I don't like people. They get on my nerves.
Yeah.
I love it.
It's not just people, it's some people, you know, people that, you know, I don't like whiners.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew we were coming back to work, so I would take it, you know. But anyways, things have been going, that with work going so much more better, and then my mother called me yesterday. And because I've been so angry with her after what happened.
Right.
I told her, don't call me. Don't call me. Don't text me. Don't call me unless it has to do with my son. I don't want to talk to you. You are nothing to me. And I know that hurt her. Mother, it would kill me if my kid said that to me.
Yeah.
But I was hurt. I'm still hurt.
Well, all we can do is correct from what happens from today on, though, Hope. You know what I mean? We make mistakes. We have that human trait about us, Hope. It's okay. I mean, it's not okay, but it is okay because...
Yeah. But she called me and told me that my son wants to see me today. And I was like, well, I did off work at, you know, such and such time, which my hours are so much better right now. I wish they'd stay like this. Mm-hmm. And, she goes, okay, well, when he's done with his homework, I'll call you. And so she called me and came and got me. And me and Chris had the most blessed, wonderful day today.
Wonderful.
Beautiful.
And my mom was, she actually hung out here at my house in my back. She wouldn't let Chris come inside because of the quarantine and all that. But she let him hang outside in the backyard with his dog. And all that, and she stood outside with me, joking with me. It was nice. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it sounds it, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so happy for you.
And like I said, your first caller kind of opened my eyes up to that, you know, she's my mother. And, you know, what happened wasn't her choice.
Yeah.
It wasn't her choice. She didn't want that to happen, but she's doing what she has to do because of her grandchild. She's taking care of her grandchild. And she's hoping, and I know she's hoping he comes back home, but in my anger, in my resentment, I didn't see that. I see that now.
Yep. And all we can do is move on from today.
So now my one question to you guys is to, Jay, you know about, I told you about the appeal that I'm doing.
Right.
What do you guys see coming off of that?
I'm going to let Adam take care of this because mm-hmm. I see good things happening. I just see it's taking a while.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's going to take a while. I'm prepared for that. But I,
you know, I can share with you because we know your case, okay? And you know that we know your case, and I'm talking roundabout for a reason right now. You have things that have tried to attack you, correct?
Yeah. In my own house, yes, I did.
Okay. And you have had confirmation of that attack based upon what you have smelt and experienced.
Yes.
So the reason I'm saying this is because those things still need to be taken care of. And I know
right.
you have this, that, and the other that you're dealing with right now, and we understand that. Okay? Now, as far as the appeals are concerned, yes, the appeals will help. Yes, the appeals can succeed. But we also have other forces interfering at the moment who could come in and knock that out of the water. Plus, they're already postponing it. And thankfully, with the work that you and J-Tree have been doing for you to learn, and J-Tree, when he takes on a student, just like when I do, we protect our students. We put a shield of protection around them the best we can. Granted, there's certain things that, like what you have had attack you, are not covered under that protection, okay? And need
right.
stronger work done. But you fortunately have had that protection, and it has kept them from completely destroying the appeal right away. So far, all they've been able to do is postpone, postpone, postpone. And honestly, that's something that naturally happens in the courts anyway, is postponement. I'm sure you've seen that in your experience. But
right.
that's also something that is made to happen by darker forces or demonic attack in order to create chaos in the one's life who is trying to stay on the right arrow. Like on the right path.
Right.
So you have a lot of variables here, to be honest with you. Yes, it will work for you because we have to remain positive. We have to work through that manifestation. And if you're learning what you're supposed to be learning, then you have to stay in that manifestation no matter what challenge you have faced. You have to stay in that manifestation, that positive mind frame, that what you need and what those children need is going to happen the way it is needed.
And the time that's allotted, too.
Precisely.
Hope, there's a lot of things that we wish that we could accelerate through life and everything like that to help out, especially ones that we love. And we know that, you know, they have the purest of intentions and love in them. And nothing would make them happier than to be able to do things for them. However, the universe has a different path as well as plane than what we work on, that we can only push just so much in order to make things happen. The rest of it, we have to be patient and we have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Right. And that's something that I need to learn because it's like, that's who I am. I'm not a very patient person. And yeah.
Understandable.
You're going to be fine, and this is all going to work out, honey. It's just it's going to take some time, that's all.
Yeah. In the meantime, just okay. put a little salt under your bed, please.
Okay.
Wonderful.
I actually have my bed circled in black salt right now.
Okay. I don't know if you made a protection bundle or not, but you could use one of those over your bedroom door as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a protection bundle, but I do have a cross hanging above my door. And I did, like I said, I circled my bed in black salt.
Okay. Did you put your intention into the black salt that it would not harm you and only the bed?
Yes, I did. And I've actually had very, very peaceful sleep dreams here the past two nights.
Good.
Wonderful. Well, and blessed be, young one. You get an A+ from me.
She surprises me all the time. She got all these tricks and shit, and she don't tell nobody. And then
right.
she's like, oh, look, I'm up here. Let me blah, blah, blah myself.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, look at me. My arm not big enough to pat myself on the back, but look what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Somebody need to go ham hocks on her.
Hope, I'm so proud of you, honey.
Thank you. That makes me feel good because,
yeah.
you know, I've always been so told for so long that I was not any good at anything,
so. You're good at this. You're a natural, honey.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing things that I have not taught you how to do, and you're doing so. You should be very proud of yourself, Sue Swear. You really should.
I'm doing what my intuition tells me to do.
Yep, and that's exactly what you're supposed to do, sweetheart. Your third eye is opening.
I just wish I would have listened to my intuition a long time ago. Maybe things would have turned out a lot different.
We can't do about a long time ago, honey. All we can do is from now on. So I'll tell you what. I'll give you a shout after we get done with the show, and we'll catch up, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Love and light, sister.
Love and light. I love you guys. Thank you.
Love and light. Stay healthy. Right. Stay safe. Bye.
Bye.
We've had so much love that has come in through this tonight. It just, I'm so amazed and so happy and so proud of so many people that are, you know, just coming to us and that just need guidance and that we can give them the unconditional love that they need to help them. You know?
Very true. Well, I believe we are out of time for today.
Oh, that's too bad. But it was a pleasure. Let me plug, don't forget to go to YouTube. White Witch Kazimir, KAZAMIR, WiccanTreeOfLife@gmail.com to drop me a note, 678-791-8913 to call or text. Don't forget to go to Wiccan, WICCAN, TreeOfLife.com to sign up for chakra healing or tarot reading, past life regression, or any other spiritual need that you may have. Big shout out to our sponsor tonight, Reverend Adam and Psychic Talk Radio. And of course, Merlin Staff, MERLINSSTAFF.com as well. You can go there and he's also a universal minister. So he is able to do a lot of things for you. So don't forget to stop by. And also, oh, don't forget Facebook now. I have a fan page, WiccanTreeOfLife.com. It's my fan page information. Find me on Facebook under Jay Nalette. You can always connect with me there. Send me your friend request. Let's talk. All right, guys. It's been a pleasure. I love each and every one of you. I have given everything that I can. I've emptied my own pitcher, and I need to fill it back up. So without further ado, I'd like to just say goodnight, everybody. Love and light, and may you all be safe, and may you all be healthy, and don't forget to wash your hands and keep that social distancing.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you for tuning in to The Witch's Inn with host White Witch Kazimir. Tune in next time for more holistic remedies and insights. Visit our websites at WiccanTreeOfLife.com and MerlinStaff.com. Kazimir and the staff wish you hope, love, and light. Blessed be.